Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. It just keeps going on and on, folks. Like a bad dream. I mean, like your dream come true. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Scott Arno is here. He's falling in with a rough crowd here, folks, and he knows it. Scott, thanks again for being here. We need your website, please.
Oh, I got two for you. The first would be core82.com.
That's new.
And the second, if you want to, yeah, that's new. It's a security company I work with, owned by veterans of the 82nd Airborne. Hence
all right, I know those guys.
Great. Sorry?
I've got a little history with the 82nd Airborne. Go ahead.
Actually, so do I. My uncle was in the 82nd years ago, but I digress. If you want to just look at me personally, it's thesecurityadvocate.com.
All right, so check it out, folks, and you'll be smarter when you do. Scott's our top cybersecurity expert in our brain trust, and he's got all the credentials to prove it. Hey, Scott, there's a new case came up through the Supreme Court recently that kind of surprised me, and I think it surprised a lot of folks with regard to Apple. Tell us what happened.
It's a case called at this point, since Apple was going against the court, it was Apple versus Peppers et al. Basically, it's a class action suit against Apple's App Store. And what they're primarily looking at is price and the effect it's having on basically when you go through Apple, you have to put apps through the App Store, the Apple App Store. You can't do a third-party App Store.
Right.
The phones won't normally configure the
That is an Apple behavior that goes all the way back to not cloning their Macintoshes.
Yeah, and the thing is, on top of that, they charge a 30% fee. So, and obviously apps bake that in. So effectively what this suit is about is saying because of this 30% fee, it's far more expensive and they won't let people go around it, and that's harming consumers. So that goes up to the Supreme Court, and the issue there that they were looking at was Apple's argument was effectively, well, you know, we don't do this directly. We're basically curating the store, so we're not really – you know, subject to the antitrust laws, and the Ninth Circuit didn't buy Apple's argument, and the Supreme Court didn't either. So that's what that looks like in terms of what this case is. It's not finished. It's just being sent back to lower court to keep going.
Right.
Where this impacts security is that if, for example, let's say this goes down, and let's say that the class action.
So stop. Hold on a second, Scott. Let me make sure.
Sure.
So the case was brought because Apple was charging too much for their service, and is that what the court seemed to agree with the plaintiffs?
Well, the court didn't so much look at the cost. They were looking at Apple's argument was, well, we don't really provide the products directly, so the antitrust laws don't apply here.
But what is the case what was the case that they were bringing against Apple?
They were saying that because Apple is charging 30% over and over again and only letting people go through the App Store, that it made all the apps more expensive for consumers and took away consumer choice.
And it hurt the consumer. That's the thing that antitrust gets involved in. It hurts the consumer. That's the issue. All right, now go ahead and talk to us about how this ruling could hurt our security.
Well, because of Apple doing everything through its store, it's very tightly controlled. They vet all the developers. They check all the apps. So there's a much lower incidence of malware on the Apple store than there is on the Google App Store, which they do security sweeps, but it's not as good. Like, I believe it's 4% of all Android phones are currently infected with malware as we speak. That's pretty bad.
Say that number again.
Now, they 4%. So one in every 25 phones is infected with malware if it's an Android.
Wow.
Now, that's from a recent study from a security company called Imperium.
Right.
But when you're looking at the Apple Store, it's much lower. So where this could have a security effect is, let's say, you know, like I say, it's being kicked back to lower court. Let's say this suit succeeds and Apple is forced to open up their store and allow basically people to download Apple apps
right.
through a third party, which is allowed with Google.
More Apple phones will become infected because of the reduced scrutiny of the security.
Exactly. I mean, most of the Android infections don't come through the Google store. They come from third-party app stores, which you're allowed to use with Android, but mm-hmm. not allowed to use with Apple. And it's that difference that can make the phones much more
vulnerable. Well, and Apple is not just – Apple's fighting for their 40-year legacy of being the cleanest of all the operating systems, the most resistant to the bad guys of all the operating systems. It's not just money. It's their reputation, too, right?
That's definitely part of it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Look forward to it, Nick.
Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen. TheSecurityAdvocate.com. That's his website. One of the two. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.